But is that written in the Bible that it was in the time of Ramses II? No. It isn't written in the Bible that the Pharaoh of the Exodus was Ramses II. But why do they pretend this? Because the Bible says in Exodus 1 that the Israelites, as slaves in Egypt, they built Pithom and Ramses city. So then they same name, Ramses. But does this mean that the Pharaoh of the conquest was Ramses II? No, just that the city was called Ramses. And by the way, there were three pharaohs that were called Ramses. Now, why Ramses II? Because Ramses II was a huge builder. He built, by the way, also the Temple of Karnak, the well-known huge Temple of Karnak. But the Bible says just the city was called Ramses. So, this does not mean the pharaoh at that time was Ramses, because the city could also give her name to a later pharaoh. And this is not a must that Ramses is called Ramses because there was a pharaoh Ramses. And by the way, even earlier in Bible history, in the time of Joseph, we read about, in the book of Genesis, about the land of Ramses. So long before Ramses 1, 2 and 3. So we conclude, there was a land of Ramses, a city of Ramses, and then pharaohs, they were called according to this name. But if you take the numbers of the Bible, the historical numbers of the Bible, you can get a whole chronology throughout the whole Bible, from the beginning up to the end of the Old Testament. And the strict chronology takes all the numbers seriously, without even changing one number. And it's possible to bring it together in a system without one contradiction. And if you do that, this is the chronology that I built up in the last years. And it every number fits together. Because you have to know that if you look to other chronologies, they always say, but this number should be changed. This might be an error of a scribal error. Or this number does not fit, so we cannot use this number. Well, then you get another chronology. But the strict chronology that can really reunite all the numbers brings you to the Exodus at 1606 before Christ and conquest of Jericho 1566. And this fits exactly with what you find in Jericho. And then it fits, by the way, also with all the findings in Egypt, where you find the footprints of Israel. But you see, in the earlier strata, not in the later, there you don't find any footprints of the Israelites. But you must not find them, otherwise the Bible would be wrong. The Bible says that the Israelites went out of Egypt, so later in history you cannot find any footprints of the Israelites in Egypt. But at the correct time you find them. You find the footprints in Jericho, but also go to Hazor, Tel Dan, Shechem, and so on. You find the footprints of the conquest by Joshua. So it's not just myth, but it's historical truth. And we can show all the footprints. Let us go to Shiloh. According to Joshua 18, the tabernacle has been built up in the land on this spot. And here you see the walls cut out of the virgin rock in Shiloh, that these walls were made in order to protect the tabernacle in Shiloh. And I measured from one wall to the other, this is a distance of about 28 to 30 meters. So the tabernacle with a width of 50 royal cubits, 26.25 centimeters, 26.25 meters, fit exactly in between. So everything is historical, but you see, Shiloh was the place for the sacrifices for several centuries, from Joshua up to nearly the time of Solomon. But this was not yet the really chosen place. Israel had to seek after this place of Deuteronomy. And then, 1049 BC, according to the strict chronology, King David conquered Jerusalem. And then he gets prophetical revelations. This is the place that the Lord has chosen. And so his son Solomon built the first temple in order to replace the tabernacle. The first temple on Mount Moriah, or Mount Zion. And Israel was allowed to have only one temple, only in this spot. Why not many temples? Because this one temple should be a witness, a testimony, that there is only one God. You see, the pagans, the Gentiles, they had many gods, they worshipped many gods, and so they had many temples in all the places. But Israel had only one temple as a testimony for the one true God. Here, we have a general view of the history. You find Abraham here, who arrived, according to the strict chronology, in 2036 in Canaan. Then a time of 430 years up to the Exodus. When Abraham arrived in the land, God made his covenant with Abraham in Shechem, Genesis 12, verse 7. And we know from Galatians 3 that the covenant of Sinai was exactly 430 years after the covenant with Abraham. So we get the time of the Exodus. Then 40 years of wandering in the desert, then 6 years of conquest on the Joshua, and then we have the time of the judges. And we know, according to Acts 13, the Apostle Paul says that God gave to Israel for 450 years judges. And really, if you count together all the numbers in the book of Judges and 1 Samuel, all the numbers in connection with Othniel, the first judge, up to Samuel, the last judge, you get exactly the 450 years. So this brings us to the time of Israel's monarchy. First they got King Saul, 40 years. Then King David, 40 years, and then King Solomon, again, the Bible says, 40 years. But now we will consider a very sad history. From Jerusalem to Babylonia, Solomon, in his later life, he departed from the one true God of the Bible, and began to worship gods, different gods from the Gentiles around Israel. And the following history in the books of Kings and Chronicles show that most of Israel followed the way of Solomon, worshipping other gods. And to worship these other gods meant to worship creation, because these gods of the Moabites, Ammonites, the Canaanites, and so on, they were considered as forces in nature.